Charlotte at 6 here on WBT. It's Dirty Restaurant Thursday already.
Finally Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, you've been working double shifts here.
I'm here all the time.
You really are.
It's fine. It's fine.
I don't get paid, but it's fine.
I have my mail sent here.
That is TJ, our hardworking food critic. That's one of the many things he does. He's our food critic here on Charlotte 6. So have you had any time to eat lately?
This is a couple weeks old, but I got a road trip for us.
Road trip. I'm all about that. Well, we'll find out what that's about here in a second. I got a couple of restaurants here that did not do so well when the health inspector showed up. This one is, I think we've had these guys on before. This is Marazan. It's on Archdale Drive.
Okay. I'm familiar. I've never been there, but yeah. I'm familiar with it.
84 and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the inspector, you know it's bad when the inspector has a list in the beginning that's a summary and goes, observed improper cooling, improper hand washing, improper date marking.
Oh.
I will come back.
When they say they're coming back, you did not do well.
Yeah, this is pretty bad. The person in charge was unable to talk about health conditions. In other words, if an employee he's sick, don't come to work. He didn't realize that. He didn't know what symptoms to look for.
Come on.
Yeah, really. Observe several employees leave the kitchen, then come back, and they would throw some gloves on but not wash.
Yes.
While handling customers' food. That's nasty. Well, one reason they might not have washed, repeat violation, there was no soap in the restroom hand sink or at one of the hand sinks in the kitchen.
Wow.
No soap. Observe raw chicken stored with raw beef.
Don't do that. Germ-spreading
combo.
Please don't do that.
Several metal containers, spoons, knives, and spatulas were all stored as clean, but guess what?
Dirty.
Yep. Improper cooling, and that was a repeat violation. They had cooked shrimp, beans, pico, cheese, papusa, I don't know what that is, hot brine, pickled onions, bone-in chicken, breast, legs, beef stew, shredded cheese, and I could keep going. They had all been improperly cooling for quite some time.
Oh, my gosh. What a waste.
Yeah, really. Discard food, please, that is not properly dated. They had some food that was 11 days old.
Oh, wow.
Things like beans, corn, cabbage, chicken wings, pico. I mean, just way out of date.
Gross.
Even chicken tacos.
What? They had already made... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boy. I don't think I want to eat there.
No.
And some employee items, personal items, were stored where they were preparing food.
Ooh. Yeah, come on, people.
What personal items are we talking about?
Yeah, dirty socks or something.
So that's Morrison Restaurant on Archdale Drive, 84 and a half.
I don't know why, but sub 85 just makes it that much worse.
It really does.
I mean, I don't know why. It just looks so gross.
It does. It's
there.
Like, you people aren't trying at all.
Yeah, just try.
Popeyes, this is the one on Independence and Indian Trail. They had a 91, but you kind of expect better from these chain restaurants.
Yeah.
There was no hand towels to dry on at the hand sink. Unclean pans and utensils that had to be washed again.
Oh, wow.
And that was a repeat violation. They had some items that were not properly cold holding. In fact, some of them they had to ice down quickly to get them down to the right temperature.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
The freezer, the walk-in freezer, and the coleslaw unit were all not in good repair, and that was a repeat violation. And then this is interesting. It says, observe cleaning is needed on door handles, ovens, refrigerator shelving, storage shelves, and tables. Repeat violation, but better than last time.
Oh,
so
you knocked the top layer off.
But it's a little better.
You got some digging to do.
And it says the same thing here about floors, walls, and ceilings need to be clean a little better. Repeat violation. Urinals and toilets dirty, but better than last time. Repeat violation.
Wow.
But if it's bad enough to mention and take points off, how nasty is it?
It's pretty nasty. It's
so, love that chicken from Popeyes. This is the one on Independence Indian Trail 91.
Yeah, I'm definitely not waiting in line for that chicken sandwich.
Hard to use that restroom.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right, what have you got for us?
All right, so my wife and I took a trip down to Wilmington.
Ooh.
Short little trip
from
Charlotte 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Yep.
And it was for her birthday, and she loves brunch. So we had been making plans, you know, before we went to go to this brunch place.
Okay.
Of course, Saturday morning we wake up. That's going to be an hour and a half wait.
Oh.
So we passed on that.
Yeah.
Luckily for us, we found a gym.
Really?
On our way just finding another brunch place, we swing by this place, Molly Pitcher's American Grill. Wow. And it's off the main road.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you wouldn't notice it necessarily.
Right.
And it looks like this is what a Cracker Barrel is
meant to be.
Yes. Yeah. Like, yeah. without the store up front.
Okay.
You know, just like a cabin off the side of the road somewhere.
Oh, how cool.
And we walk in and, you know, she's like, she's just grumpy because she had had this plan of brunch and it's ruined now. But we walk in and sure enough, they have brunch.
Ooh.
So we sit down and have an amazing meal.
Really?
And really affordable prices, too.
Oh, awesome.
Again, Molly Pitcher's American Grill and country fried steak for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Is hard to beat.
You're right about that.
Especially when the gravy is good. And when I tell you the gravy is good, I would swim in this gravy. It was so delicious.
Oh,
it was so good.
Oh, man.
Grits, incredible, which, I mean, I'm kind of picky on grits because sometimes they're really runny or,
oh, yeah,
or the complete thin opposite, yeah, just so like a brick of grits. Nobody wants either of those.
And these were perfect?
These were so good.
Oh, man.
My wife got pancakes, and they were, you know, sometimes you go to an IHOP and it seems like the pancakes were made in a machine.
Yeah.
They're almost a little too perfect.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
But these were like homemade pancakes.
Jagged edges.
Jagged edges and delicious.
Oh,
huge,
man.
Fluffy, perfectly brown. Oh, they were so good. I did steal from her plate some. But I highly recommended Molly Pitcher's American Grill in Wilmington.
Yeah, so well, it's getting to be the time of year where we travel a lot.
Yeah.
I also go to Wilmington.
And
maybe.
That's a day trip.
Oh,
easy.
Yeah.
Easy. And, I mean, I can't wait to go back to Wilmington. I love that place.